Now we're supposedly, I mean, not supposedly, now we're happily at the point in the meeting where we're going to deal with issues of the mission and what our priorities for the year are. This session is a... I'd like to ask the board to come to order.
There's only four, one for each station.
After my station gets its book. This is going to be a facilitated discussion, so we won't be under Robert's rules. It's being facilitated by Ray LaForest of New York, by LaVarne Williams of KPFA, and by Rob Robinson of WPFW. They'll have control of the meeting for the next hour. However, I'll note when we have 10 minutes left and again when we have 3 minutes left. The last part of the agenda will be new business before the board. We'll be spending half an hour on that and adjourning at 2:10. Sir?
Staff manual code of conduct.
Mr. Guillot, I'll read it. It's called Putting the Movement Back into Civil Rights Teaching. Ray, LaVarne, and Rob, it's your show for the next hour.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The three of us, in terms of our assignment, we really went to the board priorities. We believe that was the assignment that was given. That was the assignment that was given to us, was board priorities. And we did look at some aspects of that, both Rob and I know I'd spoken briefly with Ray. So I guess in terms of some time you'd like to devote to the mission, I think what we'll do is maybe we'll leave the last 15 minutes after we go over these things to kind of get everyone's input on, not everyone in 15 minutes, but get input on what you believe the mission to be. I think that could work best for us. So when we started looking at priorities, Rob made a complete list, and what I did was sort of summarize those things into groups. And basically, you know, looking at a document that I'd received from this California Commission on Administrative Council or something like that. And basically, we looked at priorities in terms of support, governance, and then a third one I added was board development. And in terms of the support, things we looked at were that looking at support as ensuring the success of the organization, governance as protecting the interest of the listeners in this case, and board development in terms of looking at how the board is actually working and what it's doing to continue to improve its skills. So first, I guess we can just go to support issues, and I'll turn it over to Rob.
Could you give me your bit of
paper
again?
Yes, I can.
We really didn't have...
We don't hear you.
Excuse me. Thank you. We really didn't have time to organize this presentation. One of the things that I would like to say about support is, as a board, what can we do to ensure the success of the organization? And there are a couple of areas that we would like to point out. One of the areas is the issue of growth, okay? If we are to succeed in the long range, we must, as an organization, determine that we are going to do a couple of things. One is we are going to reach ever larger audiences of listeners. And secondly, we are going to increase the sources of revenue that we have now and find new ones. If we don't, we won't grow. If we don't grow, it's not clear that we're going to be able to survive. So I would like to put that out there. Is this supposed to be a board discussion?
Yeah, or how are we facilitating, really?
Okay, pardon me?
We are facilitating.
Okay, so why don't we just talk about that issue to begin with, the issue of growth, and see what the board members have to say about that.
Point of order. Can we segment this off so we don't spend the whole time on the first topic on the list and then not get to the latter ones? It's fine to go forward.
We can just stop the discussion altogether. We're improvising here,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
So we have a series of discussions. So what's your point? You don't want to discuss this thing? You want
no,
to discuss
this
something?
This is fine. This is fine. Just to put a limit on each one. So we get to all the topics.
Mr. Chair, can you bring some coherence to this?
Well, I think the facilitators are in charge of the way it goes, and I'd ask the respect of the board to allow them to facilitate as they see fit. We've asked them to do it. I'd like to do that, but I have a comment on the point.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think the way you think about growth, we have to think about the growth of I think as Mr. Guillot said, we have to also serve movements. And I think one of the keys to growth is to see us as part of a partnership, and Lonnie mentioned a hub of larger activity, and to recognize that when the program's first broadcast, it reaches one audience, but to what extent does it reverberate and propagate? You know, the founders, if you read Matthew Lazar's book, they talked about a model of impact in media that has to do with the people hearing it acting on it in some way. And that's different than the model of impact where it matters how many people are listening to the ad at a given moment. So I think our growth strategy should incorporate the sense that we can use our listeners not as this end audience, but as a node on a much larger network. And our strategy should include, And you talked about it yesterday, both an approach that empowers them to be part of a media distribution network freely, and also if people are making money off it, then we're getting benefit so we can grow economically also. The last thing I want to say about that is our economic model has always been that we want it as broadly available as possible, and we rely on reciprocal generosity as a fundraising mechanism. So I think that's going to be important to growth. One other point, Democracy Now! Went wild when those people were set free to develop distribution. I have problems with the contract because I don't think it supports the institution that supported it adequately. But if we can come up with something that sets people free to build that movement, I think we'll have gone a long way towards the growth we need to achieve.
I think
pardon me. Okay.
Yeah, I'm hoping that board chairs can participate, but lest I repent of having asked this to be moved to this time. I have a broader concern, which is the concern that we're talking about priorities before we're talking about the mission, which is kind of like talking about what mode of transportation we think we'd prefer to have and not have spoken about where it is that we're going first. I kind of have a fear that once again discussion of the mission will be, lost in the sauce.
Mr. Chair, we really can't have a discussion unless there's some structure to it. And since we're now disputing what we want to discuss, could you please make a ruling about what we're going
to
do?
Well, no, I won't. No. It's up to the facilitators who have been handed the session. We're not in a Robert's Rules process now. We're in a discussion, and I leave it to you to handle these things as you want.
Ray, would you like to say something if people want to
address mission issues in a facilitated discussion, it seems to me they should be free to address those if they see those as crucial to any further comment.
Yeah, the confusion seemed to be coming from the fact we were charged with discussing priorities. However, the discussion of mission yesterday was not completed. And that's why it was added there. So I'm assuming that's what Vajra is saying, that we should finish
it. I understand that.
Okay. So my plan was to discuss the priorities within the context of mission and
yes. Okay. Why don't we allocate some time to discuss mission from the context of where people would like to come bring the issue of mission into where we go as an organization, the priority of mission in terms of what we do. Yes. Would someone like to begin speaking to that issue? Bob, Dave, Don, I recognize Don White from KPFK.
I actually agree that we have to talk about how this foundation grows, how we expand to new listeners, how we expand our impact, but it has to be consistent with mission. And I think we can do that. I think there has to be an integrated plan. Now, yesterday we heard from the affiliates. We now have 87 affiliates. And I think the affiliate program is extraordinary, but it needs to be nurtured and funded. So when I talk about expanding Pacifica, it includes increasing our affiliates to hundreds instead of 87. The archives is a treasure that needs to be funded and become an integrated part. We have things on the archives in Los Angeles. Of course, it's a Pacifica Foundation treasure. So there has to be a plan to nourish and fund adequately the archives. And then, consistent with mission, I think there needs to be a focus on getting programming outside of stations and into communities. Too often we see programming as having a programmer sitting in the station and so on. At KPFK in Los Angeles, there's a thrust to get more programming out to communities, to have remote broadcasts from community events, and to have young stringers from the newsroom covering news events in South Central and East LA in English and in Spanish. So I think it's possible to discuss, you know, expanding and nourishing our growth consistent with what the mission says, which is education, giving voice to communities that do not have voice. So I think we could integrate this discussion of expanding and growing our foundation and our network, and how is that done in the context of mission?
Okay, thank you. If anyone's unclear about the mission, we can provide you with copies of that. Let's try to talk about the mission, if that's what we're going to discuss in this period. Also, can we get a time agreement that people are going to speak for 60 or 90 seconds? 90 seconds? Can we get a timekeeper? Let's try 90 seconds, David. Who can keep time? Ken? Okay, I have Bob Lederer, Dave Adelson.
And Mary has her hand up.
Alan, I know, I'm reading the list, Mary. Do you want me to put you at the top of the list because you have your hand up?
No, I want you to put me on the list because I've had it.
Good, okay, I've got you. Bob, Dave, Alan, Lydia, Zarina, Ken, and Mary. And Lisa, and Lonnie. Okay, Bob, okay. Lederer, if you please.
Yeah. Well, first, I just want to broaden our discussion of the mission to beyond the words on the piece of paper and urge everyone to read Matthew Lazar's book, where he talks about the context for writing this document, if I am recalling correctly, was part of a bureaucratic process necessary to get the radio, get KPFA off the ground and pass muster with the FCC and with foundations to give kickoff money and so on. But his original prospectus and his colleagues was more radical and was more clear that this was fundamentally about creating an organ for discussion and organizing around anti-war issues right after World War II. And he had a real interest and focus on local questions in the Bay Area, such as, I believe they cited the condition of Mexican farm workers and African-American dock workers in Oakland and so forth, and gave other examples. So before we, you know, get too lost in you know, the very wonderful words of the mission, which we all agree with, I think we have to look at the context and view it more organically. As far as what it means right now, I agree with a lot of what Don White just said. I think we have to constantly be building ties to communities with an emphasis on those communities who have been most excluded by other media and from society in general. And that means both remote events, but also a willingness to preempt regular programs for important events, whether local, national, and international, and not simply to give us the C-SPAN style coverage of something like the Alito hearings, but something that really focuses on what can't be gotten elsewhere, which is analysis from a progressive perspective and the types of issues that are left out of the discussion and so on. So those are a few thoughts.
That's great. The mission is to mobilize, among other things. Okay, next is David Adelson.
Yeah, to me, the part of an important part of mission is the notion of the unmediated voice, i.e., not having your consciousness filtered through somebody else's consciousness who gives you permission to speak, but having your own power to speak in your own terms. And so I think the larger mission is to provide, to disseminate not just media, but to disseminate media power so people meet with an equivalence of media power. It's the only way you get equality in the discussion. So I believe in terms of that, we should be providing platforms teaching people, providing tools, and working on an economic model that allows broader participation so those voices can be heard in people's own terms. And also the element of dialogue, bringing them together. We have a problem with serial monologue on our air, which is good that that serial monologue happens to be diverse, but we're not actually meeting and discussing because there's still not that equality of power. The person who holds the mic dictates. On the news, we need to empower communities